just bless the beat. Hi, everybody. This is Sean the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings. So, Shahari, how are you? It's been a while. I know we both have been off and about. So, tell us what's been going on. Update us.
Okay, first we're going to do this iceberg question.
Oh, yeah.
This icebreaker question is, what old person things do you do?
Icebreak. Let's see. Old person thing, I would say my old person thing, I like old, like older movies, like movies from like the 50s and the 40s and stuff like that.
Like the cowboy movies?
Not necessarily like the cowboy movies, but like some of like the old mammy movies. What you call it? My favorite is The Imitation of Life, but I prefer the latest one with Mahalia Jackson in it.
That's good. That's good. So those 50 movies. My old person thing would be, I don't know. I be in the house, you know. I be in the house. I do get out every once in a while, but I'd be in the house where my piece is. You know, my piece is no longer, it never was in the club. I'll go to a bar, I'll sit down at a nice little eatery, get some drinks, I'll do that. But I guess that's my old person thing. I like my piece to be kept wherever I go, strapped on my feet. That is my, I guess, old person thing. But that was the iceberg question, just to get the flow going. As far as what's been going on with me, how long has it been? I feel like it's been a minute this week.
It's been a minute.
So, as far as what's going on with me, I'm chilling, trying to chill, doing my best. Working, getting ready for next season. And since I did all that traveling in June, I've been trying not to travel this month. Since, you know, I had a death in the family. That's why we took that break. I think that's why we took that break. I had the death in the family. So I've been traveling in June. You know, we went to Disney. Then I had to go to Savannah for the funeral. I saw family. That was a good time. The only times I've been to Savannah for the past, like, 2-3 years has been for a funeral. But it's good to see them. I enjoyed Juneteenth. I hung out with them. We literally drank all day on Juneteenth. But yeah, that's what's been going on. Yes, that's it. That's you, Shauna.
Let's see. For me, I had to write down what all that happened in the meantime. Went to Mexico. That was my best friend and I, Mimi. We went to Tulum, and that it was all that I needed because my mental health was slowly spiraling. I really had like a really bad sense of dysphoria and in like a little heightened sense of anxiety with the overturning of Roe versus Wade, and the trip just came at the perfect time. I was able to reset, have fun, enjoy some good food. Saw Chichen Itza, which is a set of ancient Mayan ruins as a part of the Seven Wonders of the World. It was beautiful. I was actually surprised. It was out of all the places we went to, there were no mosquitoes or anything like that out. It was no, like, I don't remember birds or nothing out in that area. It was just nothing but butterflies. And I was just like, this is peaceful. I like this.
Yeah, it was your
but
thing,
it was
the
hot.
Butterflies.
You know, I was like, but it was just hot out. It was just so hot. But other than I met my partner's best friend, his other best friend, and some more of his friends and his family, because I went to go see him perform. His band did a little hour set, and it was really good. And I was kind of nervous at first. It was interesting because, do you remember back in 2017, 2018, when I was mute and I couldn't, and I had that bad infection on my vocal cords?
Yeah, that was interesting. She still somehow found a way.
So something similar happened. So that happened because of, I have silent reflux. And so most people get like this pain in their chest and stuff like that. I don't get all of that. The only time I know that I'm refluxing is when I feel the acid burning my vocal cords. And so, literally I had a sub from Subway right before my plane to the Midwest. And I woke up and I had like, it was like this like frog in my throat, and it was like, but like, it wasn't low. Like it was like come from my chest. It wasn't higher up either. It was just like right there on my larynx. And I said, no. And then I started talking once I saw him, and literally like my voice was like, it was like it was going away. I said, damn it. I was like, it happened again. I was like, well, I've been through this before. I know what not to do. I know not to overly talk and overly strain. And so like within 3 days, my voice was back and everything. And what I'm still kind of like recovering from it. So it was interesting meeting his family and stuff, and me not being able to talk to them, and me having him to like answer for me, and or just answer for me. And some people try to do sign language, and I was like, you know damn well you don't know no damn sign language, and I don't know sign language.
The only sign language I know is Agua.
All I know is hello. Oh, that's Agua.
It's something like that.
Oh, okay. See, you learned me, honey, because yeah, I don't know any. I probably should. If this is going to be a thing, I probably need to put that in my back pocket. But it was a good time. And I'm ready. And preparing for more trips. Mental health trip to Colorado. We have a trip coming up around your birthday. And yeah. It's an animal. It's an animal.
Okay. I'm not gonna go there. All right. It was an animal.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so that's pretty much, that's like for the most part, what has been happening is just like planning trips. My mom's birthday is coming up, so I'm getting ready for that. And yeah, just trips and weddings coming up, people's weddings. I found out a friend of mine, he proposed to his girlfriend So I have another wedding to add to the roster. My partner's going to be like, you know too many people, and we go into too many damn weddings.
Yeah. I'm glad you got him, so it's no longer me. I'm so glad.
Damn, you act like it was that bad.
There were so many.
What's it called? It wasn't that bad.
You know too many people.
I'm not finna play with you. I'm not finna do this. But yeah, but that's it with me. Oh, everyone. So today is a Shahari-based episode. I forgot to mention that. it's been so long since we've, like, come together. Almost forgot to say it's a Shahari takeover. He's doing his little, spin to it. I don't want to say flair. I didn't want to feminize that. So, cause I know he'll look, give me a look. So put his own little flair. Spin to it.
Right. What you was going with. Might as well.
It's so natural to me to say flair, but his spin on everything. So yep, yep.
Since we're going on to reflections with Shauna the Songbird.
You are seen, you are loved, you have been heard. You have been closed off for far too long, and it's time. It's time because this society has taken a liking to your silence. This society ignores your pain. This society has only seen you as who you are, scarcely. In your life and time, people are always going to give their input because they are trying to mold you into their understanding of the expectation of you. Learn and realize who you are and what you want and need from the people around you. As they learn, then move to more. The government will get out of hand, and the more you grow, and you have to stand and be heard, because if not, your life that you see fits might be stripped away from you. Be careful, Shauna the Songbird.
Okay, I'm gonna try to see the feel that I got from that. It seemed almost like a warning. So I got some. What was going on with that one? Well, who are you talking to first?
Well, I was talking to my former self, and because I was kind of like reflecting on the space I was in before I went on my trip, and so I was like talking to my former self, and then it just started snowballing to like what's going on now with the whole thing of these government officials pretty much trying to control people and kind of set things for particular groups of people. And that's when I was just like, you know what, like, you have your battles with the people that that you love and that you care for, but also it's a greater thing happening slowly, because it's the government's abuse of power or the manipulation of certain laws and conditions to affect certain people have always been a thing since the creation of this country. But now it's getting a little too out of hand, in my opinion. So I was just like, you know what? You know, listen. You know, do what you need to do, because it's greater things out there that are affecting you and or will affect you. And so that can be, anyone can take that and learn from it, run with
it. Take what you need from it. If you don't need anything, then don't worry about it.
Exactly.
But yeah, so you were just thinking about what was going on in the world at the time. And...
yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
That was a pretty straightforward one. That was the first straightforward reflections I think you've had.
No, I've had a couple other ones. Don't come for me, all right?
I feel like that was the most straightforward one that you've had. In my opinion. Just my opinion. Yes. Just my thinking. But that was good. Good start off. We're going to move on to the Words of Light section with Shahari. I have a little testimony to give. I got another raise in the middle of the year after the fiscal year ended. So I got another raise. So my salary has gone up 28% since I started working there. So I've only been there for a year and a half. So that was nothing but the Lord right there. So Shauna, did you have any testimonies that you haven't already given?
No.
That's good. I all is well. Continue to pray for the blessings of everybody. Everybody gets blessed. Everybody continues to increase and grow all the time. I pray for the podcast all the time. And I see we still get those messages from that nice gentleman. But lately, what?
Because I have not seen it.
I have. So thank you for those. But lately, as far as for me, God has been working on my view of people and myself, because lately people have been getting on my nerves, particularly my neighbors and somebody that works in the building that I work in. So examples, my neighbors, the ones on the right of me are chill. The ones on the left of me they're miserable, petty, and nosy. That's the surmise of it. Because literally they complain about everything that I do in my house. If I cook something, if I clean something, if I use the bathroom, if I eat, if I watch TV. When I say everything, I mean everything. And this young lady, she's always home. And she does nothing but sit in the house and complain all day. So I don't know what's going on over there. But I've already knew from the beginning that there was some negative energy from over there. So she is miserable. And it's a classic example of somebody who wants everybody else to be miserable because they're miserable. So that's just what I've been dealing with. So, and then at work, there's this lady. I don't like her. I don't like her. She's fake. I don't like it. I'm like, get out my face. I don't want to talk to you. You have this country drawl. I don't want to talk to you. I've seen how you actually are. I don't get out my face. So that's just something I'm dealing with. So he's been trying to get me to see people as he sees them. And, you know, let me see, what did I write down here? And he's trying to work on me on giving grace to people. It's just like, he's given grace to me, and to not hold grudges and to see people as he sees them, as his precious creations, you know, whom his son died for. So going into.
That's hard sometimes.
Yes, it is. So looking at the grudges, Ephesians 4:31 through 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So that's something I might prophesy unto myself like every day until this actually happens, because I'm having a hard time. Because I don't want to talk to her at the workplace, and I can't even look over there. Because I saw her, and she looked rough too. Like, she got. Like, she got bad skin. It's like, I'm trying to, like, why are you always in the house? Like, she's always in the house complaining. It's like, why don't you ever leave? What is holding you in this place? I would think if she worked from home, she would eventually leave, but that's not the case. She's always in the house complaining. So that's, so Ephesians 4:31 through 32. If you want to join me, pray that over yourself every day until this comes to fruition. You're going to let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away. As far as the treatment of others, we're going to go through Matthew 7 and 12. Do unto others what you would have them do to you. The golden rule. There's also Philippians 2 and 4. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. Once again, this is hard to do, but this is the Jesus way. This is the God way. And I have seen blessings come to me that I didn't know I would have a house at age 26. And then I see my income just keeps increasing more than I thought it would increase as fast as it has. I now have two vehicles. So the Jesus way is always, I've seen the difference between obviously what's going on in my house and what's going on over there. The girl that's always complaining. So this is like night and day. That's why you got to pray for your neighbors, because the devil uses your neighbors to get to you. He uses your coworkers to get to you. He uses your pets, your family. That's exactly what's happening right now. That's why I got to keep praying for them, praying for that country draw lady at the workplace. And we're gonna get this. I'm gonna get it. It'll be all right. It's gonna be good. Now, the last thing I want to go to is how God sees us. So, amen. Isaiah 43 and 4, you are precious and honored in my sight. And because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. An example of this would be the Israelites going to the promised land. There are people already living in the land of Canaan. But God still gave them into the Israelites' hand, and he gave that land to the Israelites. So he sees you as somebody, he'll exchange other people for you, as far as his people that actually obey him and love him, not the people who deny him. And he sees you as precious and honored. So that's just what he's been working on me with. I just wanted to share that, trying to see my view of people and myself. So we're going to do this. We're going to do 8 prayers about loving people. Then I hope it blesses you as it's going to bless me. We're going to prophesy those scriptures over each other. Ephesians 4, 31 through 32. Isaiah 43 and 4. Matthew 7 and 12. And Philippians 2 and 4. Find what I, here we go. So just going to pray these few prayers with me. Heavenly Father, I want to love my neighbor as myself, but sometimes it's hard. There are days when the people around me are difficult to love. Would you please help me love you more, to love the people in my life better? May I see them the way you see them, so I can love them the way you love them and me. I know that being kind to others paves the way to healthy relationships. Teach me what it means to do to others as I would like them to do to me. When people are unkind, may you give me the strength to treat them with kindness. When people seek to cause division, may I pursue unity. May you give me the wisdom and strength to bring help and healing when people are hurting. Life is complicated and busy. Sometimes things move so fast, I find myself falling short of the love you've given me to pass on to others. Help me not to allow the noise and pace of life to cause me to forget the essential things in life. Love you and love others. May I always remember the love you've shown to me and the love that people in my life through me. God, thank you for loving me with everlasting love. Your love for me is eternal and beyond my understanding. I want to love people the way you love me. Remember me of all the ways you love me. Remind me of all the ways you love me. Keep in front of me what Jesus sacrificed to save me. Teach me how to grow in your love by showing me how to follow the example of Jesus. You are not just loving, you are love itself. I thank you that you never stop loving me. I pray that you will fill me with your love today. Help me not try to love others with my flawed, limited love, but that I will love others with your limitless, perfect love. May I abide in you each day so your love will flow through me. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have forgiven me for all of my sins through Christ's work on the cross. I admit that I struggle to forgive others when they hurt me at times. I ask that you help me to forgive others the way you have forgiven me. May you remind me of all the ways you've shown grace to me and give me the strength to show the same grace to the people in my life today. Father, you tell us that the most important thing we can do with our lives is loving you with everything we've got and love others the way we love ourselves. That often means setting aside our wants and desires to do what's best for someone else. I pray that you will help me see the needs around me and lay down my wishes to help someone today. God, I know you don't play favorites, and I don't want to either. Help me not only love people who like me and who are like me, teach me how to love people who are different from me and those who may not love me back. I know I can't do this on my own. May you do a work in me today to love my world the way you love the world through Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
That was your Word of Light segment with Shahari. Go forth and prosper.
Come on now. Come on now. You better tell that shit.
So that was good. Thank you for letting me share that. I just needed to share that. I think that was I didn't go off of a devotional this time. I kind of just made up my own stuff and just got some scriptures. So I hope.
And it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
So thank you. Are we ready for the discussion topic?
Yes. As y'all know, Shahari is in control of what are we talking about and how we doing everything. So of course, honey. Let it rip.
So I think my first thing would be what is a positive way you, Shauna, are dealing with what's happening in the world today? You know, like the with the inflation, it's starting to get a little better because I got gas today and it wasn't like $4.80. So, but with inflation, with you know, the Roe versus Wade thing, I said you were really hurt or felt some way about that. The presidency, like, how are you dealing with positively? How are you? Are you dealing with it positively? Like, just answer that.
Let's see. Positively, I would say I am just trying to just continue to pray that we have that God will guide the people in place, and or that God will send the proper people in place for these things, because it's a disconnect somewhere. It's a disconnect somewhere, and just continue to just pray for that, and yeah, and just try to continue to live my life, mm-hmm. because I mean ultimately that's what all you can do. So
yeah,
that's how I deal with it in a positive manner.
Okay, now how are you dealing with it literally?
Oh, literally? Oh, it's a fucking mess. It's a fucking mess because because it's just like, I'm currently trying to like fix my mom's house. There's lots of things that need to be done to it that I don't really see anyone else trying to do it, so therefore I'm doing that on my own. I am also trying to like live my life and enjoy my life from what it is, and on top of that, my goal is to eventually have my own house or condo in New York City, and it gets kind of hard when everything starts rising up, and I thank God that I have a good income to where I can still do what needs to be done and do the little things I want to do and still be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't have to struggle. So I do see the blessing in that, but to put in perspective, it's just kind of like, if I did not, all of this would be terrible. This would be it would be absolutely difficult to do such things. And then with the whole Roe versus Wade, it's just like, you know, people taking away, rights from people, AFAB people or people who can conceive. And it's just like, well, if they started here, it can easily snowball to LGBTQIA rights and other rights. And they already do stuff towards blacks anyway, so it's just kind of like, that's not anything new, but it's just okay, like,
can you define who what's gonna, they is?
As far as like just the government. Like the government of, whether you're talking about federally, even state and locally as well, it's just certain things you can kind of see, like, it really doesn't affect the majority. It affects, and mostly affects the minorities, and that's why I state that some things are kind of like more, they're targeted towards a group of people, but of course they say, you know, it's anybody, but it's just like, who are the main people that you're stopping or who are the main people that you're arresting? And so it's just like, it gets to a point of, cause like one day I do want to have children and everything. And it concerns me because with them trying to control, and like try to micromanage people's ways of life and everything, it's going to affect whether I get married. It's going to affect whether I have children. And then also, like, what kind of world will my children live in? And kind of, like, snowballing into that. And it's just like, you know, like, as the time has gone by, like, I've always had this desire to have children. But, like, as the time has gone by, I've slowly, like, kind of, like, questioned, like, do I want to bring children into this? Like, it's one of those like deep, heavy things, like trying to like take away my selfishness in a sense. Cause I selfishly want children. And it's just kind of like, do I want to bring somebody into the world and they deal with this and deal with having a parent like me and everything else? Like, it's just so many questions that come about, when things like this are happening.
Okay. Now my take on what I do, you know, I pray the Lord's Prayer every day, and I've seen what he's done in my life. And in that, I'm under the JL Ministries, Dr. Jolyn Whitaker, she's a prophet, and the testimonials like every day. So this is like a time where some people are being really blessed and then some people are not. As far as the other stuff that's going on, may I ask what your decision on abortion is?
My thing with abortion is I feel like it should not be used as birth control.
Yeah, that's what was happening, yeah.
That's my biggest thing. It should not be used as a sense of birth control. Anything outside of that, it is up to that individual to do what they see fit, whether it's to carry until term and give up to adoption, or carry till term and struggle, or however way they want to do it, because. And then, of course, for the insinuating circumstances, for those, you know, of course, do what needs to be done. But my biggest thing is, as long as it's not used for birth control, which I feel like that's like the biggest thing for people to a certain degree. And so it's just like, it does become a question of like, how do you regulate that to where it's not used as birth control? But other than that, it's just like, it's nobody's business but that person and the good Lord and their partner, or however way you want to look at it, depending on the situation. It's so situational.
There are some things that they're not allowing abortions 2 weeks after birth and stuff like that. But I think one of the main reasons why it was overturned was because they said it wasn't a legitimate case. I think it was Wade that she actually lied about some parts of it. And I think she kept the baby. So, like, it wasn't a legitimate case. It was one of the main reasons why they overturned it. Or one of the main reasons why it came up to be overturned. Now, I think that decision, it just tells it, based on the Constitution, that the Supreme Court doesn't have the ability to determine that you have the right to kill or right to get an abortion or not. That goes to the states, basically, right? I think that's what went down with that. But even
for the states to have that kind of like control and whatnot, to me is still intrusive upon a person.
Yeah, but unfortunately, when you just let people do whatever they want, they start to use shit like shit as birth control, or they start to like get abortions at 9 months to the pregnancy. Like, it's abuse. So it has to be regulated some type of way, unfortunately.
I mean, true. But I feel like you can do that without just kind of being like, no, you can't have one at all.
Yeah, there are some states that do that. Because I don't agree with just being outright banning it, because you never know the circumstance, you know. So this is a hard decision. And it's also, as far as after the abortion, I think there's some mental stuff that's not talked about after women get abortions. I think some do go into depression because it is your child that you did decide to not keep. But they don't really talk about that.
Oh, go ahead. No, keep going, because you might hit the point. Go
ahead. I think my next thing would have been the people that are like pro-choice. I need them to make a decision on what the choice is, because you can't be for both. There's kind of conflicting views. I'm not completely against abortion, but I do think it needs to be like regulated.
Correct. And I feel like most pro-choice people, I feel like that's their thing. Like yes, it needs to be to a certain extent to where you're not abusing the resource, because people do abuse resources. But at the same time, it's still, you're not being forced or micromanaged by other human beings. to, like, if especially if you absolutely need it, or if you feel in your hearts of hearts of needing it.
Oh, shit.
Because the big thing is just, like, afterwards, because my whole thing is, why would you turn around and do a complete ban of something when, especially the especially states like our home state, well, my home state, Alabama, when your school system and your foster system, like your system, the system is not a perfect system and it needs work, but you're over here saying, oh, we need to bring these new lives in, but you haven't done much with the lives that are here now. And if those lives are not white, not cis, or not straight, then you have all this other stuff that is, like, pretty much set up against them. And it's just kind of like, but, oh, we need to protect and we need to preserve the children. How many mass shootings have we had? And that have been mostly in schools. And then, like, the recent one, the police officers were standing around for 45 minutes while the little children getting gunned down. But you want to regulate people and tell people, oh, it's terrible for you to kill this baby. But there are 11-year-olds and 5-year-olds fucking getting shot in the head. Like, make it make sense. Like, you want to regulate that, but then you over here saying that you don't want to regulate gun policy because it takes away people's rights. Make it make sense. So it's just like, instead of you turn around completely banning stuff like that, turn around, make it to where certain things are in place where it cannot be abused, and then fix the other shit that's going on. Now, we had a good foster system, and we had a good education system, and we had all these other things in place to help protect these children, to help protect these people who are giving birth to them, to help them mentally and stuff afterwards, and had that stuff in place so that everyone is properly taken care of or properly protected, as people keep throwing around this fucking word, then, all right, cool. Then turn around and be like, y'all can't turn around and kill these motherfucking babies. But until then, y'all shut your mouths. That was my personal. I'm sorry. I got into it.
On the Alabama thing, I thought our policy was like after 4 weeks you couldn't get an abortion. No, they did not write ban it.
I thought Alabama was complete ban.
No, as far as I know, if we were like 4 weeks in, you can't get an abortion after 4 weeks. I didn't hear about a complete ban.
4 weeks? Hell, some people don't even know. Okay.
But it's not a complete ban as far as I know. I had to look that up. But as far as I remember, it was like not a complete ban.
Some people might not even know until like
on top of that, there's a level of responsibility. If you have an unprotected sex, you need to check your shit. Before you got a whole month to check your shit. I mean, come on now. As far as the gun policy,
hell, that's around the time that they realized that they late. I'm serious.
Like, there's also a responsibility thing. Like, you have an unprotected sex, you need to check it, get that stick.
I am with you, but also I feel like if they're gonna do all of this, they need to turn around and have men do vasectomies.
What do you mean, have men do, enforce them?
Well, not force them, but kind of like, I don't almost say like regulate them, but just as they are regulating AFAB people, they need to regulate AMAB people.
I don't know. I don't know an AFAB or AMAB. I'm sorry. I don't know.
So AFAB is assigned female at birth, and AMAB is assigned male at birth.
Okay.
It's just being more inclusive to those who don't identify as man or woman. But as far as the the people with the sperm, they need to turn around and regulate them too, and turn around and be like, all right, well, you got 30 kids and you are not paying child support, like, you need a vasectomy.
Okay.
Like you need to do something too. Like, I only say that because literally I saw a video on Facebook and this man was like, he has 30 children. And I don't think he take care of all 30 children.
We just talked about how certain rights trickle down to other rights. So if they start forcing forced sterilization after a certain amount of kids, they'll just trickle down to doing that to something else.
I mean, that's what I feel like they're doing now with this. So shoot.
Yeah.
That's why I said, if they finna do that, then. But I doubt they will. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then the gun policy thing. Yes, I think we should have the rights to have guns. Now, because just think of it, if the president uses the military to force the citizens to do stuff, but the citizens don't have any weapons at all, meaning they can't fight against the president. So that's the purpose of that right to bear arms.
Of course.
So that we get because you see what happened in Canada. What happened whenever they had that, the truck thing. And they don't have any guns.
The truck thing.
You know, the truck, they did the, it was like a protest where there's like a bunch of truckers that were traveling to the Capitol. And they got there and they froze the bank accounts of people giving them money and they straight up like just roughed them up when they got there. And they don't have no guns. Citizens don't have any guns. If they had guns, they would have to do a little bit more.
I do recall the second round is more so for the local militia and whatnot, but it's just like, I don't know.
I do think guns need to be regulated. Like, you don't need 5 military grade weapons.
Why do you have a military grade weapon?
So that you're gonna fight the military if they come to your door with some bullshit. That's why you got your pistol, you got your hunting gun, and then you got your military grade weapon. I might be missing something else, but I'm not a gun person. But I can see the reason why you need that right. So if you ever need to overtake the government, you actually can. If they, like right now, like they do when they try to do some bullshit.
But my thing with that is, if we overtake the government, who's going to replace them? Because clearly we can't make good decisions the regular way. So now you're telling me we angry with guns.
If it comes to that
point. Good decisions.
If it comes to that point. I'm just saying
the purpose
of having guns.
I feel like we're getting close to that point.
Guns.
You already saw it was an insurrection. So, like, the one that they tried to do in...
No, they lied about that.
What you call that?
They lied about that. They didn't give out the whole truth of what happened January 6th. I'm going to go see what actually happened. Was to know that lady that went and testified talking about how Trump grabbed the wheel of the car, and it's like that's literally impossible because they got.
First of all, I was confused, but I was like, "What is even coming from in the whole situation?" Like,
because I mean, even in the presidential car, there's literally like a gate between them and the driver. It's like, how the hell did he grab the wheel? So you straight up went up there and lied. So I'm gonna have to go look up some stuff and see what actually
and
happened
come
on
back,
January 6th.
And come back
because
a little bit.
They something else going on.
Baby is like Livy has said, baby's a whole bunch of gang shit going on.
But as far as positive, going back to that, dealing with this positively.
God.
Going back,
okay.
I think it was a beginning. I'm sorry, I'm in this closet. I'm gonna open this. I need some air.
I bet you do, honey. I'm gonna cut my air up. No, I don't.
I'm in the studio. I made a little studio out of this closet. So, here's some air. We got some air.
I am tickled.
Right. Going back about this positively.
All right. Let's go back.
Once again, I think at the beginning of this year, I talked about the prophecies. This is going to be a year of great blessing for some and great recession for others. So, and I think it was one of the first few episodes we did, I talked about the Lord's Prayer. As far as my positive way, I continue to pray that Lord's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Cover your neighbors, cover your pets, your fish, your house, your car, your coworkers, your family, the person that look at you like they ain't never seen an Asian, Black American before, or, you know, it's just my positive way, because we are spiritual beings, and there is a God out there, but he works through us. Yes, he's in control, but he still allows free will, so he gives the authority to the church. So he works through the church, his people. So continue to pray that Lord's Prayer. And that's my positive thing on how to deal with what's going on right now. But yes, that's how I'm going about this. And it's gonna be all good. It's gonna be all good.
It will be.
Some people about to get turned out, some people are gonna be some great turnarounds. When I say turned out, I mean taken out. Positions are going to be filled with new people.
Okay.
I don't know where your mind
just went. In my head, I'm like, turned out? Like, what is, how does this, what definition of turned out are you using? Because that's not a definition that a majority of us know.
It is warm in this closet right now. I'm laughing too much.
Was it something in that tumbler that you had?
That's water.
Amen.
I'm starting to up my alcohol.
Water intake? Oh.
No, my alcohol, as far as in the house, I got some different things I'm going to mix together. But yes. But yeah, that's all. Do you have any other positive ways to go about everyday life?
Anything that you do for self-care, sometimes I practice avoidance by taking a trip. That is always a wonderful thing for that I do, and learn different cultures and stuff like that. I started, so I really don't, I don't have time to read, but I do have time to do something, but I started audiobooks, and you know, if you need to like go into literature and just kind of like get away and whatnot, those are wonderful things to kind of help you. Going out for like a walk, exercising. Sometimes doing that physical activity, I've been going to the gym and whatnot, even though I haven't seen results, but like, I just kind of like feel better. And then like when I'm in the gym, it's just kind of like, it's just a moment to like break away and release, extra tension and whatnot. I definitely recommend, for some to kind of help, you know, you kind of like have a moment to breathe. 'Cause sometimes things can be overwhelming and can kind of pack up on top of you. And sometimes you just need a moment to breathe and a moment to relax and just be like, all right, I can deal with it. I can, you know, it's going to be okay. Or I need to start doing this in order for me to be on this side of the fence versus the other side. So yeah, so do whatever self-care that you seem fit by you that is in a healthy and safe way that does not harm others to help you cope with these events and with life.
Yeah, go to the movies. Go to the movies, get some vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, get the sun, just for a little bit. Nothing wrong with it.
Make sure you wear sunscreen.
I don't do that, but
that was a personal jab at my partner, as I have to remind him and nag him to wear sunscreen.
What, does he bleed?
He peels, he'd be all red, and he don't be caring. I just be like, oh my God, you're gonna be looking like leather by the time you're 50. I'm like, oh my God, I can't. And you already know the palm kind of ages a little faster than others, so
they can be restored.
It can. That's why I'm trying to do treatment now before we get to the point of goddamn.
But yes,
it's all out of love.
Just do what you need to do in a positive way. Anything that brings joy to you at this time, just know that that it's there. It's right there for you. You might think you can't do it, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was your Shahari takeover with Shahari and Shauna the Songbird. I keep wanting to say Kelly, but I don't know if that's.
I say that's perfectly fine. Because it's Shauna the Songbird Kelly.
That's long. That's a long intro.
I mean, so you can say Shauna Kelly, and it's the equivalent to you saying Shauna the Songbird. Because the first name is Shauna, last name is Kelly.
Have you just made up a last name?
Well, actually, Kelly is my great grandmother's maiden name, so I come from Kelly's. And plus it rings with Shauna Kelly. It's cute.
I feel like you're asking that question. But yeah, it goes. But that's all I had for today. I hope you all enjoyed. If you have any feedback, you can get with us at Why the Songbird Sings podcast at gmail.com. We have Facebook at Why the Songbird Sings Facebook.
Yep.
And then what's the other one?
Instagram,
which is Why the Songbird Sings.
That's it on Instagram. And also, like, claps to our commissioned artist, Lakeisha Hinton.
Yes.
Because
she did that.
I said, sis, these details, like the color in the nails, the blue of our normal podcast color blue was in the bracelet on your wrist. And I'm just like, these details that she put into it. I'm just like, she did that. And I don't think I sent her any pictures. I think I just.
Yeah, she had my face looking a type of way, just like I would have been if I was in that situation. Like, why is this happening?
And I explained to her. See, that's the thing. I explained to her exactly. Exactly. I'm like, more than likely, he's going to be like, what the fuck? What's happening? What's going on? Why is she on a rock sleep? And because I will be on a rock sleep. Like, that's. I will go to sleep anywhere. But yes. But claps to our. To our commissioned artist. She always does a wonderful job with our what's it called? Artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to hit her up, her information is on our description of the podcast And on our Instagram as well. I think on everything. I think I shout out her and Gabby for everything. So, yeah. So, thank you, Shahari. That was a wonderful takeover. I got a little passionate there. Thank you for bringing that out of me. It was very intense for a moment in my mind. But it was therapeutic at most. Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much. Thank you for your words of light. Because I, too, was having issues with coworkers, and I have not been on my medication for like 3 months, so I was ready to choke slam somebody. Mm-hmm. And so I thank God that I calmed the hell down and to know, you know, to just kind of just pray to God to continue to give these people grace.
Yeah, you're not alone in any situation. Because, we're gonna get there.
It was hard. Get there. When I tell you it was hard, I had to walk away. Other people was getting attitudes. I said, you know what, this is not what I came here for, but it's okay. Now I am medicated. I am, ooh, thank you, Jesus.
But yeah,
my mind is together.
That was all. Y'all go forth and prosper. We will be praying for y'all, just like we always do. I had to add that at the end there. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Reflection.